Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Vitamin D is supposed to help improve bone health. But at what dose? Is it 400, 4,000, or 10,000 units a day? Dr. Steve Boyd is a biomedical engineer and Alberta Innovates Health Solutions Senior Scholar at the University of Calgary. His team is looking for 300 volunteers to participate in a long-term study on vitamin D. Steve will use a very high-resolution scanner to measure changes in participants' bone composition over time.
We want to see that the bones are changing in their size and their structure to make them stronger. And so that's what these tools that we have are very sensitive at detecting. And we can actually take the data, which will be full three-dimensional views of people's bones at high resolution, and we can use engineering tools to simulate for each of these individuals in our study what their bone strength would be. So we can do a virtual test of their bone strength, and that goes much beyond just simply measuring how dense their bones are.
Dr. Steve Boyd says the study will also measure secondary outcomes by looking at the relationship between vitamin D and mental health, as well as body balance. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.